the grilling guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each every week. During the last segment, we were talking about oils and balsamic vinegars and how to use them. And I threw out the idea of a skinless, boneless chicken breast. And Shasta, immediately you arrived on garlic infused olive oil. So now let's turn the page and go, what's the complement to that for the balsamic?
Yeah, welcome back and thank you. And Jop, good on you, because I think that has got to be one of the biggest meat categories out there, skinless, boneless, because, I mean, they sell them in bags frozen. People buy them.
Right.
They're horrible, but people buy frozen, skinless, you know.
Well, yeah, it's just easy. They go to the grocery store. They don't lose them. They've got them when
affordable.
They're ready.
Yes.
They thaw out in 10 minutes.
But I mean, that's a huge category, so good on you. Yeah. And Shasta, what would you do with a chicken breast?
Well, if we follow through from the last segment with the garlic, my favorite is pineapple balsamic. I love to also have a fresh pineapple in hand, slice that. You can throw that on the grill as well.
Love it.
Brush it with a little garlic oil, throw it on the grill. If I have the time, I like to marinate the chicken breast. And you don't want to.
Absolutely.
Right?
You always have time.
Well, yeah, most of the time.
You just have to think.
You have to plan ahead a little bit.
That's why people say they don't smoke foods. I'd use my smoker, but, you know, I don't have time. Well, you could actually put it on before you went to work.
Absolutely. Hey, you've come up to the cottage, and we've put stuff on the smoker and gone out on the boat. So
and forgot all about
and
it.
And forgot all about it, and we had to order pizza. So it's, yes.
Oh, there's a grilling guy story I hadn't heard.
No, he wasn't grilling.
We went to the karaoke bar.
Sorry. Right.
Are you doing the backstroke right now? Is that what I'm hearing? Because the grilling guy might have forgot something on the grill.
I'm not sure all who right. was responsible for that,
all right.
that
Everybody
moment.
Everybody take a breath. Everybody yep. take a breath. We're back to chicken.
On a pontoon.
Yeah. So you just got to kind of think about it a little bit. I like to marinate mine overnight if I can.
Yep.
You don't want to go too long with a balsamic because of the acidic level. It'll make the chicken mushy.
But you said it. You like to do it overnight. And chicken is one of those meats. What do you think, Jop? And especially if skin's on, I think you can marinate the heck out of chicken.
Yeah.
It's hard to overdo.
But again, we're doing skinless, boneless. So be careful because, so Shasta, point of clarification, if you are marinating, are you mixing the oil and the balsamic or just using the balsamic?
Mix them both.
Okay, so that'll moderate your acidity because you've got an oil component in there as well. You're going to mix it in there, just a plastic bowl, glass bowl, plastic bag, whatever.
Well, and, you know, and think about it. What do like 90% of the people out there do? They get the cheap Italian dressing.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And that's a fantastic marinade. So you're talking about a good version of it.
Right. And it's healthy for you. I mean, there are as many antibiotics. We're
That's
talking
in the
antioxidants.
Chicken. The chicken comes with that. Right.
It's a Pfizer chicken.
Pfizer chicken. Yeah. antioxidants in olive oil as there are in balsamic. I mean, they are both extremely healthy and good for you. So you're not getting all the preservatives that you get in a normal salad dressing that you would buy off the shelf in the dry aisle.
Right.
So boring.
So
right. Who wants boring chicken?
We talked about in the last. So we've got a garlic oil and a pineapple balsamic. How'd the pineapple get in the balsamic? I want to know just how like the.
I'll tell you what. That pineapple was my absolute favorite until the rosé came out.
Oh, I love the rosé.
I just got
that's my newer favorite too. Oh,
I chugged that.
Put it in your water. It'll help you lose some weight, Bob.
Fen Valley may take exception to that, Bob, but no, I'm kidding. So how does similar process to the oil, how do the flavors get in the balsamic?
The exact same process.
Okay.
So there is nothing artificial in balsamic. People will come in and say, well, it contains sugar. It sure does, but it's naturally occurring sugar. It's not that we're putting the extra sugar in it. So on the ingredient label, it's not going to say
corn syrup
yeah. or extra sugar, added sugars. You're not going to have that.
So Shasta, balsamic, 30 seconds, where's that come from? The olive oil comes from a pressed olive. There's no balsamic to press.
Yeah.
Where's that come from?
So the balsamics come from grapes, the Trebbiano grape and the Lambrusco grape. And the actual balsamics themselves come from Modena, Italy.
Okay, so this is a aged grape juice for a period of time to turn it into not wine, but into a vinegar, which is called balsamic vinegar.
Permanently.
Correct. They stop it just before it ferments.
Okay.
Right, and turns to wine.
Right. So this is wine wannabe, but then what we're doing is using it as a marinade or a topping or a flavor profile in a recipe.
So when your wine gets old and turns to vinegar, it's not the same thing.
Well, right.
Yeah,
right.
Because the balsamic's on the front end of that process.
We're on the front end. Yeah. Yep. So the balsamic process.
A different hemisphere.
There's only one.
There's only one, folks. There's only one.
So the pineapple, how did it get in there? Is it juice then that's mixed in the fermentation process? Or is it done after it already becomes balsamic?
It's done after it's balsamic.
Okay.
So that process where you take the mother, if you will, and you put that into different wood species barrels.
Okay.
And it gets aged up to 18 years. But we change different wood species, so it grabs the different flavoring from each, whether it's a hickory or an ash or a cherry.
So that's interesting because our friends down at Fen Valley age grape juice. Mm-hmm. And turn it into wine in a couple years, you're saying that the balsamic process is before it becomes wine, but you could age that up to 18 years and still call it balsamic and it didn't turn into wine. So there's obviously a different process.
It's science, right?
Right.
Yeah,
it's
and we don't
science.
Need to get into that, but it just occurred to me.
Trust
like
the science.
When you think before, you think it's going to come out quicker.
Right.
Well, it doesn't. It's just
it
a different
doesn't.
Process. Okay,
balsamic is better with age.
Yeah. Right.
I've seen 25-year balsamics now.
Yeah. Right.
They're trying to beat you.
Well, they're trying. So ours still has good flavor, though.
Yeah. So you've told me in the past is Randy, use up your olive oils, but you're welcome to keep your balsamics on your shelf for a long time. Right? And
correct.
Because the olive oils are fresh. And I don't know if they don't spoil necessarily,
well,
do they?
They do. They go rancid.
Mine don't.
Well,
because you drink them.
Yeah.
So you need to remember olive oil is best fresh,
okay.
Right? It's a fruit juice. It's the equivalent of opening up a carton of orange juice. You get that first carton, you open it up, you take a couple drinks, and it's delicious. Try it the next week. Still
good.
Yeah,
if you see bubbles coming up, it's gone.
Well,
then help me out. These big bottles of oil and it's always butter and garlic are on my kitchen counter for my stove. I cook with them every day.
Right.
How long will it's like a wine bottle. So what is it, like 750 milliliters?
750, yep.
Okay. How long if I get that, and I'm using it, but it's just two of us I cook for.
Right.
How long should I keep that before it probably should be replaced?
Right. So I'm going to nerd out on you a little
That's
bit.
Fine.
So because our oils, we talked about this earlier in the session, because our oils are so sturdy, and I mean chemically sturdy, they have the solid antioxidants, the oleic acids are good, the peroxide values are there, you have a sturdier base to begin with. So normally the olive oils that you'd get off a shelf in a grocery store, they can't provide any of that information. You have no idea how long it sat before it even hit the boat.
They can, they don't want to.
That's correct. Yeah. Most of them that get here on a shelf.
That stuff's been sitting on a dock somewhere.
They're already stale.
6 months.
Yeah, and it was at 100 degrees on the dock.
Exactly.
And
you smell,
then it moved to Michigan and it froze.
Yeah,
right.
You smell the oils coming out of Old World, and then you open up a bottle of the famous brands, I won't say who they are, from the supermarket, and you smell those oils. I mean, you instantly
market
go, wow,
right.
I used to think that was good.
Okay,
right.
So yours are better and more stable.
Yes.
What's the answer?
They're clean.
Right. So to answer your question, Jop, you can get with ours about 18 months to almost 2 years.
But it doesn't last that long.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
You got to keep it out of the way of light, heat, and air. So you want to keep it corked all the time so you don't let air into the bottle.
Yep.
And you can get that
And it sits under my it sits under my wall cabinets. Up against the wall. There's no light there.
It's in the dark.
They come in a dark bottle.
Absolutely.
So for a reason.
You keep it in the dark, just like your wife. That's good.
Right. but when it comes out, it's spicy and good. Love you, honey. Anyway, coming up next.
Good save.
Yeah,
good
right. Save. Coming up next, we're going to continue this conversation because Old World Olive Company also sells some dry goods that are just amazing, like pasta. Shasta with pasta. Stick with us. We'll be back.